Every Wednesday evening at this time, we talk to one of our contributors from AnchorRising.com. That contributor this evening is our one Justin Katz. Justin, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, pretty well. How's it going, Matt?
I'm fantastic. Just enjoying the greatest reality show on the face of the earth.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Unfortunately, it is reality, though.
I think the popo ought to break in there and take him out.
Yeah, I don't even know. I cannot believe that that woman is a state representative. Who would ever thought that that kind of language would be used on the House floor? I have no idea.
Yeah, that it's well, it's emblematic of how we're doing in this state, I guess.
Are you guys watching? Are you guys doing a live blogging rundown of this budget debate tonight on Anchor Rising?
No, who has that kind of time? I mean, if you think of when our first child was born, we got to the hospital. I said, "Oh well, what do we do for lunch?" And they said, "Oh, you may be here well after lunchtime. We're just talking about 4 a.m. or so."
Yeah.
Looking forward at the 9 hours of labor, it's sort of like passing a budget, I think.
Yes.
More like a gallstone.
Oh, yeah, passing a kidney stone, I was going to say. Yeah,
exactly.
More painful. What's going on Anchor Rising, then, we can look forward to?
Well, one at the top of the blog at the moment is a post from Mark noting that Maine just dropped their taxes pretty much to a flat tax at about 6.5%.
Hmm.
The whole game with the General Assembly here is we're all going to be excited now that they let the flat tax stand, but we're hardly noticing, I think, that they eliminated the capital gains tax advantage.
That's right.
In this budget. The whole Representative Sullivan's word equity is such a joke because, well, first of all, they've cut the capital gain out of this budget, and that's about what the flat tax costs or more. And then second of all, the taxpayers are the ones who've been sacrificing for years.
That's
decades.
Absolutely correct. 39% of the taxes come from those individuals that take advantage of that flat tax.
And it goes up every year. As taxes go down for everybody else, where everybody else gets more in credits and benefits,
yep.
The taxes go up on percentage-wise on the upper bracket. And then you turn to the other side, and the towns and cities and the state as well have been gorging themselves.
It's all the tale of Rhode Island, brother. I got to let you run. I'm up against the news. Thank you very much. Check it out on AnchorRising.com.